Welcome to the Pop Punk Emo Supremo podcast from New Location Studios. Is we're calling it now?
I mean, I think that's what you're calling it. I haven't decided yet.
What have we talked about?
I think we're just going to do like Leaving Warren Studios or something like that. Nah, you're part of the band, kind of.
Yeah, kind
of. Yeah, well, hey, we have a cool episode, and I'm really excited about
it. It's that time of year.
I always look forward to this. This is our only episode where we have done two of them.
Yeah.
I think, as far as I know.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Last year was interesting with the pandemic. This year is, like, I think a lot of bands have, like, released some good music.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of bands are still in the process of, like, finishing up things. But, like, these are, like, kind of COVID jams in a weird way, if you think about it. So, it's gonna be a nice, decent chunk of an episode. So
it's not 3 hours.
It won't
be. Last year's.
I won't let it be.
That popped up on my Facebook memories, and like, ooh,
yeah,
not gonna listen to that one.
Oh man, well let me tell you this. So like, I have to edit this as soon as we're done recording it,
mm-hmm.
and then because today, as of today, it is Tuesday, and our episodes come out Wednesday. And I've been dreading this day for about a week. So hopefully we can get back on our regular schedule. But anyway, let's jump into some listener responses.
Yeah.
What did we ask them, Roper?
We asked them what their favorite album of 2021 was. And here's the one response from a new follower that we have.
Yeah.
His name is Justin Miller.
Yeah.
And he said, Gami Gang, obviously.
I mean, we'll talk about it. Trust me. I think put a post on Reddit on the Pop Punkers page. It was our first post, and I asked people what their top 5 Christmas songs were, and I think we got some new people from that, which is really cool.
We got
so many responses.
I know.
So we'll probably continue doing responses on our page for everybody, but we'll also do it on the Pop Punkers one as well.
Yeah.
So that way we can, you know, we can have a pool of things to pick from.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that.
So if you found us on Reddit, like, thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for giving us the chance, boyos or girlos, whatever you're
into. Bothos.
Bothos. Francisco_G_19 said, A Tear in the Fabric of Life by Knocked Loose.
I'd only listened to this EP once.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you have to be in the very aggressive
mood for
headspace to do it. I think Knocked Loose is great, but I just picture myself at one of their shows getting my ass whooped by everybody.
Well, here's the thing, Knock Loose. It's like, it's just too aggressive for me. Like, I mean, like, listen, I've listened to Beartooth's Aggressive album 100 times. Great record. But this one
you can't
just
even
makes that look like the kiddie
two,
pool.
Yeah.
I know. It was a bad joke.
No, I get it.
But no, Knock Loose, like, I know they're a great band. I know they have, like, very dedicated followers.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, wow, like, I listen to the songs, and I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely terrified of this band.
No, I like it.
But I know they're great, so.
Yeah.
Shy Guy Brad said, Gone Are the Good Days by Chunk No Captain Chunk. That's one that's going to come up a little bit later. Obviously a great record. Did you listen to it?
I listened to a little bit of it.
A little bit of it?
Yeah.
Didn't catch you like it caught moi?
Yeah.
What a mistake. And then Mr. Batchy said, Keepsakes and Reminders by Youth Fountain.
That might come up a little bit later, too.
A little bit later, yeah. But those are our listener responses. We do this every week. We got to hear from you guys.
We do.
This is a little community we're trying to build here. So if you have a friend that has pop punk opinions, go ahead and send them to our page so we can get some more listener responses.
Yeah, send them on over here.
But anyway, we should jump into the new releases.
Yeah. This week, our source hadn't posted a thread of new releases.
Scary. What are we going to do?
I guess we have to seek it out on our own now. But we managed to find two songs that were noteworthy of talking about. my new release this week, not mine personally, but the one that I like the most, I think it actually came out today.
Ooh.
And as of this recording, which is Tuesday.
We're jumping the shark a bit.
When you hear this tomorrow, it'll be yesterday.
Good going.
It's by a little band called No Pressure, and the song is Can't Forget. Just don't wanna leave you here. I got so used to how we share.
Now, Roper, who's new? No Pressure? Who is this band?
Paka Cannon's band.
Oh, Paka Cannon?
Yeah. From Story So Far.
So the record he dropped, I want to say it was last year. Maybe it was two years ago.
I think it was last year. Is that EP?
I'm pretty sure it was during the pandemic. So
yeah.
Yeah, so he dropped that, and I thought it was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's better than the Story So Far. I think I'd rather listen to them. But I mean, like, it was cool to hear Parker Cannon in more of a laxed production role. Like, there's not as much production when it comes to No Pressure.
It reminds me of early Story So Far. Yeah.
Had to be really early.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
Like pre-Undersoil and Dirt.
I was going to say.
Just a little more aggressive.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, if you haven't heard it, like, go check them out.
Yeah, I like the band name too. I don't know why. It always stands out to me. And then another notable release, our poor punching bag, State Champs, released a new song called Ordinary Christmas. Honestly, every time it comes to holidays, constantly fills my mind, there's not much I can take. In the end, there's no way I'm gonna miss this. All I want is an ordinary Christmas. Are you guys sick of Christmas songs yet?
Yeah, I'm hungover from Christmas songs.
Yeah,
right now.
Me too. I've listened to a lot just to like get in preparation for the last episode.
Yeah,
and this one came out, I think it was like the 23rd or something, but it's a State Champ song.
Yeah,
and I mean, here's my thing. It's an ordinary Christmas song.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like it's obviously a pop punk song. I feel like these are for like the diehard State Champ fans.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going to pull any new fans. Maybe. Who knows?
I don't know. Someone might like it.
So I feel like they're just going down a route of like very typical pop punk when they're capable of a lot more than
that. I'm just hoping they throw us off with a new record.
But that's our new releases of the week.
Yeah.
Sure, there were some others. It's been really slow because it's like we're kind of waiting for the new year.
End of the year. Yep.
So. Lots going on there, but we're excited and we're looking forward to the new year. I think new year you're gonna get some new Wendy's jams.
Ooh, Wendy's jams. Hope so.
Yeah. I bet we do because I know it's recorded. So.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the inside source?
I've heard things.
Oh.
They recorded in L.A. and not at
that's what you
Ace's
said.
Studio. So
maybe it'll be louder this time.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Okay.
What? Their last two records were very quiet.
We get all our information from the pop punkers on Reddit, except this time we got it on our own.
Did a little research on our own.
Mm-hmm. Also, Roper curates a playlist. So you're going to hear songs on this episode. You're also going to hear, you just heard a few songs.
Yeah.
And those songs could potentially end up on that curated playlist if they sound good. Probably not the State Champs one. But
I'm
other great
songs.
I guarantee even myself, someone who is close with Roper and knows what he listens to, will find new music on that playlist.
Oh, yeah.
So I highly recommend giving that a little bit of a listen. It's in the show notes. A little bit of a link.
Yeah.
Ooh. So. We are ready to do our top five records of 2021. Are you ready, Roper?
Yeah.
All right. So my number five record of 2021 comes from Chunk No Captain Chunk.
What?
Told you we'd talk about this. The record is Gone Are the Good Days. I know this is it was a single, but I'm going to throw it out there. A lot of the songs I chose were singles, but I'm just going to go with the standout song being Gone Are the Good Days. So on this record, there are 12 songs. It was released in the month of July. Some other standout songs I'd highly recommend. Bitter, especially if you're into more of the heavier stuff. It's not like hall heavy, but like it's got that yelly.
I like that one.
Yeah, that one's good. Marigold, I don't know why, but like the way he sings some of the parts in that song. Mm. And then Blame It On This Song, which actually came out a while ago, but it was a single and now it's on a record. And I want to recommend it again because I like it. So, wow. Great chant. Yeah.
You got some attitude over there.
Yeah, I do. Back off, haters. So you might be asking yourself, why does this record deserve to be on our top five list?
Why?
I'll tell you. So this record has to be given the award for best guitars of 2021. Like, oh, they're so well done. They sound amazing.
Okay.
I was so incredibly impressed and blown away by that and the entire production. So from what I was told, the band produced and mixed the record themselves. And that is like, it's just crazy to think about that they managed to do all of this without having help. I know that they've had like 5 years to get good at it, because I'm pretty sure while they were on that like gap of time from the last release, they were working on mixing other people's songs. So
they definitely got their practice.
Yeah, absolutely. There are some really catchy poppy punk tunes, but there's also a taste of some heavier hits mixed it throughout. So that's good. I can see some of the older fans not being such a big fan of this record just based off of that. But after the 5 year silence from the band, seeing them come back so strong, I was so stoked to have an awesome release like this. The band sounds great, and my only complaint is I wish they would go a little heavier on some tunes. Like, this is, like, they've gone to more of a poppy punk sound rather than, like, more of a...
Easycore,
exactly. And, like, you know, I feel like there is a reason the Easycore died off, but I want it back.
I don't know if it necessarily died off. I just think it blended into pop punk more so than...
Yeah, genres are like a spectrum. Honestly.
Yeah, because like there's really pop
punk or whatever.
There's a lot of bands now that use the easy core, like chugging riffs and stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm. But I more like sparingly. Not yeah, like it's the whole song.
It's not a whole genre anymore.
Yeah, so. But yeah, this was a great record. I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Nice.
So Roper, how about you go on to your number five?
Okay, my numero. Five,
so
Cinco,
good.
My bad, is a little band called Youth Fountain.
Ooh, spicy.
And, yeah, a little spicy.
Mm-hmm.
And their record is Keepsakes and Reminders.
What about the song? What's the standout song?
The standout song to me is Peace Offering. The song fucking slaps.
You like this one?
I do.
I listened to it right before the show. I think the only reason I'm not a huge fan of this band is that they really, really like the spacey sounds of the genre. But I have listened to this full record, and I do enjoy it, even with the spacey stuff, which makes me think that like a lot of people probably really love this record.
Yeah, I think...
Even Batch.
I think this... Yeah, especially him. I think right now too, I mean, it's a fairly new record. It came out in November, the weekend of my birthday. It's got 14 songs on it. And some other standout songs are Take One Capsule a Day, Scavenger, Century, and Dark Gray. Why did this make my top 10 list, you ask, Hunter?
I did ask quietly, you just didn't hear me.
Yeah, my bad. So I think this band, yes, this band and this record are both going to like kind of have a very successful 2022, because I think they were kind of a hidden gem before that. But I feel like this album is going to give them like
some more exposure.
Way more exposure, especially with Tyler, who, I mean, it's pretty much just him and touring musicians and like studio musicians.
Does he play any of the instruments on
the
record?
I think he plays guitar. At least, he knows how to play bass and drums and stuff too. So, but like, this is like definition of do it yourself, basically.
Yeah. Good old DIY.
Hell yeah. So, I think this album was like highly anticipated mainly around like the people that like our friends on Empty Space. I think they were all hyped about it and stuff like that. So then I ended up getting super hyped about it because I went back to their first EP and first record, and I was just like absolutely like blown away. Tyler's voice is just absolutely phenomenal.
It is great.
But I kind of grew a sentimental attachment to it right away, just with the contents of it. And he's not scared to shy away from talking about his mental health problems and some of the things that he goes through, which I feel like a lot of people are. Mm-hmm. And so once you hear somebody actually like singing it and playing music about it, it kind of opens you up more so too. But like this came out like a month or two after my grandpa passed, and I was just like really fucking down. And I listened to this record and it kind of helped me out. It didn't save my life though, Hunter.
A little backstory, but
yeah, we don't need to get into that.
Okay.
But,
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, the song Peace Offering especially has like helped me out so much this year, no matter when I was feeling down or whatever was going on. There's a part in there where he sings the chorus for the third time. And it like first time I heard it gave me like fucking chills. You just feel every emotion that he sings. I think this record's great, and I can't wait to see like where his career goes after this. Like everything is so meaningful, and I'm super stoked to see where he goes from here. Ugh.
Yeah, I didn't know it was all him.
Yeah,
that's cool.
The new lead singer of Real Friends used to be in Youth Fountain.
I did know that. Okay. Yeah. That's kind of like my only connection to them, because
yeah,
like this album was highly recommended to me, and and I was like in a really low spot I think when that came out. So
this came out in November.
Well, maybe it was the past record that
it might have been the past.
That's probably what it was. But like, man, it's very emotional.
Oh yeah,
and I think it's really hard to sell those emotions, but he does a great job.
I mean, it was a hard listen. It was hard for me to listen to right away when it came out just because it was like super down.
Yeah.
But once I like listened to the full record, and I mean, when Peace Offering came out earlier this summer, like that song was on repeat for me. So I got really hyped by that. And then he just started slowly putting out new singles closer towards the record, and it's fucking great. So if you haven't heard this record yet, it's a high recommend.
Ooh, okay. That's cool.
Sometimes I talk about this shit and I just feel like I'm rambling on about nothing.
No, it's about something.
It's about this album.
It's about something. No, I think it's, you know, there's a lot of details in there. And yeah. I think it's important to share emotional attachments and why they're attached to you and what.
Oh, yeah.
So, absolutely. So if your grandfather has passed away, this record is made for you.
Or if you struggle with mental health problems or relationship stuff.
Okay. I got
check
more
it out.
Serious than I know. Wanted. All right, I'm going to go ahead. Yeah. Let's make this fun again.
Yeah.
My number four record is by the band With Confidence. It's self-titled Roper Over Here. I'm just going to go into it. It's the standout song, you might be asking. I chose Paper. Because Roper's already questioning. He's like, how many fucking songs are on this record I didn't listen to? It'd be 10. 10 songs, oh. Roper. Dropped in August. Some other great songs off this record. Big Cat Judgment Day, What You Make It, City. Literally, like, the whole record flows incredibly well and has something special about it. So, let me just dig into this real quick. This was such a huge surprise for me. I've always liked With Confidence, but never expected it to be addicted to any of their releases like I was with this album. Oh, yeah. You wait. This is a nice size step up from their previous records in the form of production as well as writing, which is great for them. I always feel like there's something interesting happening in this record. Like, there's the production that they chose is like they'll cut instruments here or they'll add these weird sound effects here. And it's something that always like brings your ear back. You know, when you listen to music, you start off and then you'll hear something like that. And then your ear will be like, oh, that's new. And then you're like back into it again.
Dude, that's my favorite thing about like listening to music.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Also, Paper, as previously mentioned, and you just listened to it, is a super special song to me.
Oh, yeah?
Let me tell you why, Roper.
Let me hear it.
I wanted to make a little emotional.
Are you getting sentimental over there now?
A little sentimental, but okay. In a happier way.
Oh, okay. Sorry to bring you down over there.
No, that's okay. I'll get over it. So this song saved my life.
You fucking liar.
I'm sorry. Okay, real talk. So when I first started dating my girlfriend, she got me this wall decoration and it had lyrics from one of my favorite bands, the Menzingers, and it said, "After the party, it's me and you." And I was like, and I loved it. I was like, that's so fucking cute. And I hung it up and I've been very proud of it. And then for Christmas this year, I thought I would return the favor.
Ooh.
So I had to get one of our mutual friends, Darby's lovely now fiance.
Yeah.
Congratulations to them. I had her, because I have no artistic ability with like drawing or painting, more of an autistic ability. and I had it say, "Live your life inside my sweater." And then I drew a little sweater, or Allie did, drew a little sweater up top and then a little heart below. And it's really gay and I love it.
Oh.
And it almost made her cry. And you know what's funny? It did make me cry giving it to her.
Because I felt
like
cry?
It was a full, yeah, well, not like a lot, but like a single tear kind of a thing.
Ah.
It was just like, it was like a full circle, like coming together, you know?
Yeah.
Seeing how much we've grown, developed in a relationship. And it was really... It was a really beautiful moment.
That is pretty gay. Nah, I'm kidding. No, that is sweet, though.
I hurt. How about you just go?
You just, like, shit on mine.
I know. Well, I'm sorry. Song special to me. It saved my life. So I was. thought you would be one
more. I appreciate it. That's pretty cool, though.
Thank you.
My number four pick is a band called Origami
Ain't
Button.
What? No, what is happening?
I know. This record by Origami Button is No Parking.
Okay.
The standout song, you ask, Hunter?
What is it?
Is a little tune called Peach. Like that
that was a lot of energy.
Peach.
Yeah, I know the popping sound.
I'm
is,
trying to.
The mics are not good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Say
I'm trying
again.
To bring my energy back up from my depressing number five.
Yeah, we got to bring it up.
When did this release? March.
Your delivery is impeccable.
Some other standout songs from this record are "Nervous," which I almost picked instead of "Peach," but
you didn't.
I didn't because I feel like Peach is a little more standout. You'll understand when you hear it.
Okay.
Rot, Transient, and Stag are also some really good songs off this EP. Why did this make my top 10?
I don't know. Five.
Top five? Oh, we forget. See, I did the same thing.
I yeah. Well, all right. Backstory. But originally, we made the list where we were going to combine our records together by averaging everything out. But our lists were so different that... It just wasn't going to happen.
That was my bad. I just didn't see where he was going.
Yeah, but, it's fine. It's whatever. You know, so now it's our individual top fives.
He took a right and I took a left.
Don't worry. We'll come together for number three.
Yeah. Boy, this record is funky.
Yeah.
So funkin' good.
We brought it back.
It's like a mixture between the bands Incubus and Dance Gavin Dance.
Can you hear that? Absolutely.
I think the Incubus is more so in the vocals for me.
Oh, okay.
But the like jazzy guitars. I mean, Incubus has some like funky.
Is it called Swancore?
Swancore.
Would
yeah.
that be what they would classify their music as?
Yes. Now okay. that's a new genre. Yes.
I'm really. Really proud of myself for remembering what that was called.
Fucking proud of you over
yeah,
there.
You should.
Man.
It was a good day.
You're finally paying attention to what I had to say.
I know. Only took a year.
Only a year. But yeah, like it's a nice little mashup between Incubus and Dance Gavin Dance. But it's more so, it's not like super, because Dance Gavin Dance can get super like aggressive and like screaming and stuff. These guys maybe scream on this EP once. So it's like a nice little smooth fucking jam.
Yeah.
The vocalist absolutely kills it in this EP. I think he has like a very unique voice that most people in this scene or the genre don't have. It's a little bit raspy, but he's got a little soul behind it.
He very, very talented vocalist.
Absolutely.
Watching him go through some of these leads and like seeing him like go from his falsetto to his more, I forget what it's called, more standard singing.
Yeah.
More mid-range. I was like, wow. Like I was definitely, I think he may be the most impressive singer on this list.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because like yourself. the rest of my list is like, I mean, my list in general, I tried to make it a little diverse. So that way you get a little bit of
a little something here, a little something there.
Little taste of what Rope Dog listens to.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it, when you get into the pop punk genre, a lot of people start to blend in and sound the same.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
100%. Like in this, I don't even know if I classify this as pop punk.
It's not. It's more so leans on the Supremo spectrum for me.
Oh yeah.
If we have three categories in her name, I had to put a Supremo on the list.
There we go. I think one of my releases isn't really pop punk, so
yeah.
Well, we'll find out.
But the guitar tones can go from like really funky to this like really fast pace with a crunchy sound to it. But once they pick up the pace, they really kill it with a nice, like crunchy sound.
I wish I didn't experience that. So
no,
I
you
go
gotta
back.
Listen to more of the EP.
How long, how many songs are on the EP again?
Seven.
Seven. Okay.
Yeah, it's
a
nice quick,
mm-hmm.
Not really quick, but I mean, it's perfect.
Doesn't overstay its welcome.
Yeah. It kind of cuts out if they had a bad song, kind of cuts that out, you know?
Yeah, you're like, oh, okay, we got seven. Yeah. We got six more, you know?
Bass player might be the unsung hero of this album, keeping the pace for the band with these like groovy, fucking intricate bass lines that deserve a little more attention in my mind. But yeah, their lead singer, especially in the song Nervous, he hits this note after the third chorus where it almost brought me to my knees the first time I heard it. It hit me in the spine that hard, dude.
Really?
I almost went full paraplegic.
Where were you at? Where you almost fell to your
good
knees?
Thing I was sitting down.
I was like, were you just like walking around your home or in Walmart or something? You're like, ah!
Dude, I don't walk around Walmart. I avoid that place all costs.
Really? Seems like I'm always there.
I get such bad like anxiety in department stores that,
Oof.
This EP rules. I wish I could speak. And this was quickly one of my favorites of the year. I don't think a lot of people are talking about this EP or this band. So it's a hidden gem. And I think a lot more people should check it out if you're into that swan core style music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it fits that category very well.
Oh, yeah.
So for our number three, we're going to combine forces here.
We're doing the fusion dance right now.
For not one, but for two bands. So
yeah.
We'll start with this one. So our number three comes from the beautiful band Grayscale.
Yeah, it does.
The record Umbra. I think I'll start off by saying mine and then you can go to yours.
Okay.
Personally, I chose Babylon. Say it to my face.
Come say it to my face. Wipe that smirk up and walk my way. Not playing games. Try staying in your brain. Ain't caught from the same place. So gone. Look away. Come say it to my face.
What do you think of this one, Roper?
It's not my favorite off this record. I think there's a lot of other songs that stand out over it, but I think it's just because it was a single where I had listened to it over and over again.
Sure.
And so I was like, let me hear the other songs. I had a really hard time picking which song that I wanted to talk about because I had quite a few, but I ended up choosing Light.
And now you're gone. I can still taste you on my lips. You're the stain that remains on my fingertips. Can't turn you down. Can't put you out. Honey, all the lights in my cigarette. You're the rush of blood.
What a classic 80s feel.
Yeah, I think it's all the piano.
Yeah.
That it gives you that 80s vibe.
Well,
but
it's probably more of a synth.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, I do like that song, but it just hits me weird for some reason. Like it doesn't feel like it's out of place, but it's so different to me sounding compared to the rest of them.
But
do you agree with that or am I crazy?
Yeah, I was thinking about this actually yesterday when I was listening to this record again. So you know how Nella Vita ends on Tommy's song?
Mm-hmm. Perfect ending for it.
You and I had talked about it, talked about this before, but I think the reason why it's so different to you, like why it stands out, is because you would expect the song Live Again to be at the end of it.
Exactly.
But I think they might have had that in the back of their mind, but they're like, well, we can't end on a choir song again. So they switched.
Tommy's song's not a choir song.
Well, there's choir in it.
I don't know. I avoid that song.
Yeah, I know you avoid it. But like Live Again, I'm not saying that they are the same exact song. They just have similar parts to it. So I feel like they were like, well, we can't end it this way. So I think last minute, they're like, play something on that goddamn piano.
Like, that's why there's 11,
and
not 10
like,
songs.
Yeah, and he's smoking a cigarette, and he's like, light, cigarette, woman. And then they wrote this beautiful song.
That was it. Well, like I previously said, there are 11 songs. Well, 10 songs with one extra light. It released in August, which is kind of crazy to me. It feels like
August 27th, we were on our way to Omaha and listened to this thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nutso. So, Roper, for me, I chose other standout songs to be Bad Love, Live Again, and Dirty Bombs. Did you have any other?
I had Motown, Without You, and King of Everything.
King of Everything. Oh, wow. So, we really had a different.
Yeah.
We really like different parts of this album.
Yeah.
So, I'll just jump into mine real quick, but so I said Umbra really came out strong and impressed me. I was really thinking the Grayscale had lost it with their last single.
I wrote some of that.
Did you? Yeah. But every single song on this record was true to their sound, and they added some great additions like horns and more 80s synth sounds to it. It would receive my vote for best produced record, followed closely by With Confidence. I think those two records were just produced so fucking well. But this one had enough uniqueness, maybe.
Yeah,
like sometimes when the horns come in you don't expect it, but you're like, of course there has to be horns.
Yeah,
like I remember that sax solo, I was like, whoa, what
the Without
fuck?
You just comes out of nowhere.
Wow, so good. And I highly recommend this album. I would say it's a tie for Nella Vita.
Oh yeah,
I would say it's just as good.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. So this was on my top 10 list for many of the same reasons that you just said, but I feel like before this came out, I was like really scared, like, cause Nella Vita was one of my favorite records of 2019.
Yeah.
And like, how the fuck are they going to follow this up? And then they put out your favorite song, Diamonds. And I'm like, I guess I can be okay with this.
No.
And then they put out this absolute banger and I'm like, thank God. Yeah. I didn't want to go around being like, well, I like Grayscale, but you can really pass on that song. Diamonds.
Well, so they released Diamonds and then they turned into a clothing brand.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you guys doing? Like, I've complained about this multiple times on this podcast because I love Grayscale so much, but I can't stand that side of them. Like designing merch and releasing it's okay, but like it wasn't merch. It was a brand of clothing.
Well, you got to make money during the pandemic.
I get it. I don't know how much. I don't know how much more they've trended into that. I haven't been keeping
I don't know.
Up, so, but I mean, it was something. Continue. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I said,
Roper, go ahead.
I feel like this song has like got some absolute bangers on it. Like,
yeah, you mean this album?
Yeah, this album. Whatever.
What
Roper.
Is going on, bud?
I'm just thinking about how great these songs are.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I mean, there is some songs that I'll like skip over, but even those songs aren't even like that bad.
Yeah. I don't think I really skip over anything.
Yeah.
I just listen to the whole thing.
But
Babylon always gets me going.
I could easily fucking play this, not even look at my phone, just listen to it all the way through.
That's kind of how these records are for me.
That's the key to a good record.
Yeah. I can't stand just listening to singles. Like if I listen to a playlist of bands like curated, like not to shit on ours, but like it's
except
hard for me.
Ours.
Yeah, except for ours. It's hard for me to adjust I was listening to Grayscale, then all of a sudden like Jail Socks comes on or something like that, I'm like, this doesn't go together.
I think, yeah, I get that 100%. I think when I listen to a playlist, I want to listen to something that's similar.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why I like making my own playlist, because I'm like, well, this band sounds like this band, so this will be like my easy listens playlist. Or if I want something aggressive, I'll just pick like four or five bands and pick multiple songs from them. I'm like, well, this sounds similar.
Yeah.
But sometimes those shuffles just really fucking throw me off. Like today, I was listening to this 2010s mix, and it had a bunch of pop punk songs on it, and then Kendrick Lamar comes out of left field. I'm like, wasn't expecting Mad City today, but I guess I'm rolling with it.
I love that, actually.
Yeah.
We should do that. We should, it was funny. So a long time ago, the last girl I had dated, decided we were going to, I had a hot tub, inflatable hot tub. So I
forgot about that.
Yeah. I missed that thing. It was great. Waste of money, but I loved it. So we,
thing
we
was
had
green
this,
in 2 weeks.
Shut up. So we got the speaker out, and then I was like, pick 10 songs, and then I'll pick 10 songs, I'll shuffle them, and then we can listen to like 10 songs or whatever. So yeah. We both listened to pop punk, so it was like clearly like basically all pop punk. But then I added She Thinks My Tractor Sexy. and I patiently waited for that song to play. Cause she like hated country music, and I
love that. That would be something I would do. And like the whole time you're anticipating it, you're just laughing.
Yeah, you're like ready. Like,
next one's. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
I think I had to wait 12 songs in to get to it.
Oh,
but,
my God.
But yeah, do you have anything more to say about good old Umbra?
This record fucking rules.
It's like, a great record. Yeah. They did such a good job. I'm interested to see if they try to advance their sound with the next record.
Which I think
they won't begin to for another 3 years.
No, I think they'll definitely lean more so towards the pop again. But
yeah,
I think they're not done with pop punk, but I mean, they still use elements from it, but they're definitely progressing.
Yeah. So anyway, my number two record, who would have guessed it? Dan Campbell. It's released by Dan Campbell. That's not the record name, but the record name is Other People's Lives. And the standout song I chose, I had a hard time with this one, but I said In Love in Various Rooms. We don't need your congratulations. What we got is a big, bright ball of light. We don't need anyone's permission. I'm gonna love you till the day that I die. I'm gonna love you till the day that I die. This song rules. It's so good. So this song, or this record, excuse me, has 10 songs on it. It was released last month, November. A recent
turnover. Yeah, for you.
I didn't have a long time with this record, but I go back to it all the time.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Just said that, Roper. Come on.
Come on, buddy. Some other great standout songs: The Kings of Halloween, My Break in the Rain, Conversations with Flowers. Honestly, the whole record's fantastic. So I said this record was another surprise. I knew it was happening, but the story behind the record is so cool and such a beautiful idea. So if you guys don't know, Dan commissioned about 20 or so people to write a song about basically their lives or certain aspects of their lives or times or whatnot.
Other people.
So after recording and giving these songs back out, he asked for their permission to have them released on a record, because I think he... He originally did it for like, it was like $500 for a song. It was like a nice chunk of money. I don't know if he knew he was having the kid. I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
Because he's on a second kid now. So I think he was like, well, you know, maybe I can go in the studio, get a little bit more of a better quality, and then have it actually produced, have other instruments on there, and then re-release it as a record. And that's what happened. I know Ace worked on this with him. Yeah. So, and it has a lot of Ace vibes on there.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, he released it, and I think pretty much everyone that's listened to it really enjoyed it. So I think this was a great palate cleanser for me. Like all year I'm hearing aggressive, upbeat music. And these tunes, like, they just calm me down.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know if you like that, but, the writing is so damn well done and brings a tear to my eye.
Oh, sad boy.
There's a song there, man, like The Kings of Halloween. Oh. Hey, Kathy, can you hear me? Oh, man. The production is simple, and that's all it really needs to be.
Yeah.
Like, there isn't, like, any crazy parts going on in the background or anything like that. It's just, like, it's just some horns when there needs to be horns, a lot of strings.
Yeah.
Honestly, were there even horns on there?
I don't think there was any
horns. Yeah, no horns. A lot of strings, though. I was thinking Aaron West. A lot of strings, and, like, very, it's just a lot of simplicity that, like,
yeah,
actually made it, I think, better. And Dan, I think, really taught himself to become a great guitarist. Like, he's so good at, like, picking, like, little melodies and stuff like that. And he got to hone in on some of his great writing skills, and it makes me really excited for the future of Aaron West and the Wonder Years.
Yeah.
So any chance I get, I'm going to talk about this man.
I thought about,
Hashtag future baby daddy.
Future baby daddy. I thought about putting this on my list, but I don't think I would have done it justice like you just did, so...
No.
It was close up there. I mean, like...
I don't see it in your top 10.
I know. There's so many good records that came out this year, but...
Yeah, I think this one will be an afterthought for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think it's not... Like, I'll go back and listen to it, but it's one of those things where, like, when I was making my list, I was like...
Checking it twice?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm naughty.
And I'm nice. Yep.
But, yeah, when I was making my list, I didn't think about it until my list was already finalized. I'm like, shit. I looked at Hunter's list and I saw Dan Campbell. I'm like, I'm just going to let him have this one.
Mm-hmm.
Let him have this one. Yeah.
Don't take this away.
It's incredibly well written. I loved it. The first time I heard it, I listened to it like probably like 3 or 4 times in a row.
Oh, yeah. Same.
And I'm like, there's nothing that this man can't do in my mind. But yeah, this is a great fucking record. And it is a nice palate cleanser, too. Like, if you're just like us and you listen to only like fast paced shit all the time,
mm-hmm. You need something a little different. Yeah. I feel like every year I've had that. And at the end of the episode, we'll go through our previous year's top fives. So that'll be fun. And then we'll actually go through our full top 10.
Yeah.
So you'll get to hear about 5 more records that we enjoyed.
Yeah. But you'll have to listen to them on your own.
Yeah. We're not sharing.
Nope.
Too much work. How about you go to your number 2?
My number 2 is by a band called Turnstile.
I hear cowbells and bam,
bam, bam. The record is Glow On. It's in all caps.
Ding, 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 ding.
Standout song that I picked, you wouldn't expect this.
Oh.
Well, I didn't expect this from a Turnstile.
Please tell me about it, because I don't think I've really listened to this record.
It's called Alien Love Call. I guarantee you've heard this song.
Okay.
It's everywhere right now. This record released in August. I think it released the same day as Umbra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Some other standout songs are Mystery, Blackout, Holiday, Underwater Boy, and Wild World.
I did like Blackout.
Blackout rules.
I didn't listen to the rest of the record except the one you just picked.
Yeah, I made this list. And I said where this was, and Hunter's like, that album's trash.
Because I was mad.
I didn't even listen to it.
Because I listened to some of it, because we agreed on our number one record being the same, and then he was like, nope, Turnstile is number one for me.
My mind just fucking blanked, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'll pick Turnstile.
You fool.
No. We compromised.
We compromised. It's okay.
Just to make it less confusing for you guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, because we love you.
Mm-hmm.
Why does this deserve to be on my top 10 list? This is another record that just kind of came out of nowhere for me. I've been a pretty big Turnstile fan for a while. Saw them open up for The Story So Far and was like absolutely blown away. Back in like 2016, 2017-ish. And kind of followed them ever since then, dropped off for a little bit. Then I heard their first single, I think it was Mystery, and I'm like, well, this is kind of different from what I'm used to with my Turnstile. And So ever since then, ever since Mystery came out, I was kind of hooked and on the hype train. I didn't expect this album to kind of garner the attention that it did.
It did get popular on the internet.
Yeah, dude. Their past records have leaned more so towards like the punk and hardcore scene and stuff like that. So it's a lot heavier and stuff, but they really changed it up with this record, like with songs like Underwater Boy and Alien Love Call. Really stepped out of their comfort zones by adding those ballads, which is a nice like change of pace for them. Also the amount of cowbell and synth in this record, like, fucking rules.
Dude, I guess Will Ferrell had a say. Well, yeah,
it was Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken, and then Will Ferrell came.
You got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
You didn't do it in his voice, though.
I can't do fucking Christopher Walken.
There are some people that just have it down, and I am not one of them.
I don't understand how his speech pattern works. It just doesn't like line up with my brain.
Yeah, no, that's fair. So, different wavelengths, it's fine.
Yeah.
Most people wouldn't choose to put cowbell on a song, but no. Turnstile and this guy, fucking and that guy.
Whatever. Cowbell is welcome anywhere.
Mr. Walken.
Yeah. This... fucking throw me off over there. It's really cool to see them break into pop culture too on shows like I think it's called Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, like what year is it where fucking punk bands are playing
up
on
next
talk
Blink
shows?
182.
No. As long as we can keep like, cuz I think like MGK kind of with Travis Barker kind of open more ears to pop punk, but people are definitely seeing like the actual DIY bands like this and are number one.
I'm ready to see high schoolers wear more black. I'm telling you, it's coming.
I think,
no, it's pink now.
Yeah.
Pop punk's pink now.
Pop punk. Well, yeah, it's like that neon pop punk, but I mean, the style nowadays has changed so much more to a pop punk aesthetic anyways. Like,
yeah.
Because I remember, like, when I was in high school, nobody was wearing Vans at all. Now, they're, like, the most popular shoe.
Yeah, no, I fell into that trend. They're so comfy.
There's
and,
so
like,
many.
Easy
there's
to
so
put
many
on.
People where I see their outfits and I'm like, they definitely like pop punk. And then you go ask them, they're like, no, I like rap music. And I'm like, oh,
well,
that's unfortunate.
You need to change. I have these baggy jeans you can wear.
Yeah, you should listen to pop punk.
Yeah, you should listen to the superior genre.
Yes, but it's cool. Like, I feel like they definitely opened the door to the mainstream with them being on Seth Meyers and like MGK, like kind of put more ears onto the genre. But I really like seeing bands like Turnstile and then our number one band at the forefront of this new phase of punk where it's people that are actually like putting in the hard work and not switching genres just to fucking stay in the limelight and stuff like that.
I don't know. Like, I got to give MGK some credit. That was a unique move.
That was very unique.
It did him wonders.
Yep.
So
as long as he brings the grunge revival back with that new song, Paper Cuts.
Oh my God. I said earlier to Roper, I said, you know what? I think my least favorite release is the, who is it? Trash Boat's new record. Yeah. And then he said Paper Cuts. I was like, wait a minute. I forgot. Like,
how the fuck is that even a song?
Like, oh, it's
so awful.
I think it's just a bunch of, I don't know.
It's noise.
Yeah, it's just, but it's not coherent noise to me.
It's just literally
so
somebody who can't play the guitar being like, picking up the guitar for the first time, looking at their dad and be like, can you hear this song? You know what song I'm playing? And it's nothing.
Yeah, but that's MGK's song.
That's Paper Cuts for
That's
you.
Paper Cuts.
Yeah, I honestly like think this record's like fucking solid too. Like, I can't wait to see like and hear more people talk about it. So
yeah, good for them, the success they've garnered, you know.
And it's all like all work that they put in themselves.
It's not a band for me, but I'm proud to see where they're going. Gotta put my own two cents in there because I know how many people care.
I'm a fucking salt boy over there.
I'm not salty. I congratulated them. It's like, it's kind of like if someone like is a big fan of a different genre of music and you're happy to see that they're happy about it. It's like, yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Okay, I take that back. You're not a salt boy. You're just a boy.
I'm just a boy.
Just a boy over there.
I'm just a kid and life is a nightmare. I need a new Simple Plan record.
I think you're the only person who wants that.
I like the new Simple Plan record. Bite me. Okay.
Let's go. We should go to our number one.
You want to go to our number one? How about you do the honors on this one?
Really?
I'm giving it to you. Mm-hmm.
Our number one pick for the year
is Origami Angel.
I was going to build this up, dude, and you just fucking took the rug and swept it right out from under my feet.
I just watched Roper's eyes just like... Like an audible sign just with his eyes.
Son of a bitch.
It's so funny. All right, I'll let you do the rest.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Come on, I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
I had this whole big thing. Our number one album of 2021. And you were just like, nope, cutting it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Is by a band.
No, see, you would have made it go too long.
Origami Angel. Bam, bam, bam. What is the record? Hunter already said it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, I thought you did.
Mm-mm.
It's Gami Gang.
Ooh, what was your standout song?
New. I struggle. I don't know why I can't say it. Neutrogena Spector.
Like the message behind this one.
It's all about like, hey, it's okay that you're not pretty.
Yeah,
but
or perfect
still
or whatever.
Fucking positive.
Yeah, still cool about it and think that's okay. Woo.
Never gonna look that way.
Woo. And I think that's okay.
This is stick acne doesn't. It's a fucking bop.
Oh,
that's what
it is. Great bop. I'm gonna slow it down for my pick.
Okay.
Which was originally your pick too, so
it's okay. I had to compromise for you on this
sorry.
And then you fucking sweep my fucking okay. Whatever.
Okay. How about we just go? I chose Footloose Cannonball Brothers. Fucking Christ.
Fits. No one's gonna blame you if you use it, but everybody knows it's not a secret. You're acting like you're sponsored by Adidas, but you're not fooling me, cause if the shoe fits, no one's gonna blame you if you use it, but everybody knows it's not a secret. You're acting like you're sponsored by Adidas, but you're not fooling anyone at all.
I love this song. It's like,
hell yeah.
I show a lot of people that are like not super into the genre of this song, and I've never heard a negative review.
I think this is the perfect band to show anybody new to the genre. Too.
Yeah, I would say them or Grayscale.
Them or Grayscale? Yeah. I mean,
I feel like it has enough pop sensibilities at Grayscale, but I feel like this one just like has enough different going on that it's catching the ear of many people, and that's why this record did so well. I don't know how much success they've had from it, but I picture it to be doing
I think
really
it's
well.
Doing really fucking well right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, never heard anyone say, I've heard so many people say it's their number one album of the year.
Yeah.
So, and as it should be, I'm sorry that we don't have an original opinion around here, but
nope.
Origami Angel like fucking nailed this one.
Aren't you glad that I showed you this band earlier this
year? Yeah, you did. This is your fault. This is your fault. So, all right, let's just dig into this. There's 20 fucking songs on this record, and technically.
It's like you said, like, it's not we're, like, checking our phone or anything. You can play this whole record.
You have to. It's hard not to.
Yes.
It dropped in April. I'm a little sad that it took me, I think it was, like, summertime until I actually started listening to it. Some other stand-up songs I chose was Mobius Chicken Strip, You Won't, and then, of course, yours, Neutrogena Spector.
Oh, well, I picked No Offense. No, now I just get what No Offense means. Know You and Mockbike.
Well, Roper, I'm going to
Trust is good, too.
I think the whole record's amazing.
This whole record.
Honestly, I want to just put the whole record as like my choice for this. But I'll say this. This record to me is absolute magic. Yes. It manages to weave 20 songs perfectly with fast upbeat jams, some more like slower heartfelt acoustic-y songs. Each song really stands out, and there isn't a single song that I have skipped while listening, except the first one because I just want to get to the good shit.
Yeah.
So excuse me with that one. And with 20 songs, though, that's crazy.
And they're fast 20 songs, though.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think this record's only 40-some minutes long.
Yeah, I can't see, like, a song being over 3 minutes.
Yeah. It was so hard listening, or it was so hard listing my favorites because this whole record is just my fucking favorite. Trust me, if you listen to one release this year, it has to be this.
Yes.
The cool lyricism, like you're talking to a friend. I don't know if you've noticed that, but like it just seems like he's just like talking to like a pal.
He's just talking about his drummer.
He's talking about fucking Game Boys, yeah, and he's talking about whatever and like some of the hardships, but honestly, I don't even know how he wrote this. Also, the crazy guitar and drum parts, they're so original.
Yes.
I was thinking about this when we were talking about Swancore, but I was like, this is like fun Swancore.
Yeah.
And I think it's like enough Midwest emo mixed with like guitar, like power riffs, and it's such a great combo.
They know exactly what they're fucking doing.
Like, yeah.
It's perfect.
Like, this record is something I'm going to be coming back to for years to come. Like, absolutely, it's going to be like a Wonder Years record to me, where I just continue to go back to it. What'd you have to say about it?
Before 2021, I don't think a lot of people knew who Origami Angel even was. I think I had found them with their previous record, which that record slaps too. But we're not talking about that right now. Mm-hmm. This album honestly just fucking came out of nowhere for me. I wasn't expecting it to release. And it made a huge impact on this scene, I think. I always get excited when I see people talking about it online because mm-hmm. I'm like, you guys know Gami Gang? I know Gami Gang. And it's like, I wish I could talk to more people in person about it, but we live in Iowa.
Yeah.
And
a little tough.
The thing that I love about this record too is like most pop punk or emo outfits, like, play like really sad or aggressive music over happy instruments, or they're just sad and angry all the time. This record is like the opposite. Like there is some kind of emotional lyrics in it, but at the same time, a lot of the message behind Gami Gang is positivity, mm-hmm. which like is kind of rare in this scene.
Like it has the saddest song with the lyrics being like, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, it's like, it's such a nice change of pace.
It is.
From like someone who's just like, you know, and like I fall into this category too. Like I write about sad shit all the time.
Yeah.
And it like, this like record really opened my eyes to like,
you can't actually make
positive sad songs.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So it's like, just wow. You know, honestly, like I am starstruck by this album. I think I've gone back to the earlier releases and like it doesn't hit me as much as this one.
No, this one is like, this is their like creme de la creme, yeah, right now.
The magnum opus
right now. And like it's cool that they're still fairly like a fairly young band too, like,
yeah, they have a lot of releases.
Yeah, but it's all DIY stuff, so mm-hmm. like I think they make a lot of it their own. I'm not sure about this record, but
I feel like this had some more to it.
But this is definitely like the one that's going to put them on the map mm-hmm. in the scene. And I feel like a lot more bands should take notice, or like up and coming bands too should take notice from them and the way that they either write their music or how they produce it on their own.
Yeah.
I had wrote down, try to be angry after listening to this album, because it's fucking impossible.
It's such a, I think this album saved my life.
This album saved my life tonight.
There was a stunt in the summer time, and I think I was in the lowest of my lows.
Yeah.
Like top five worst time periods of my life, and this album like really helped out.
Oh, yeah.
Giving me more of a positive attitude towards what things were happening in my life, and wow, like I owe it so much.
Yeah, it definitely has helped me, and it's like changed my mood too. Like today I was kind of having a poopy day just because I woke up like super tired and like kind of depressed.
Yeah.
The weather was gloomy here today in Des Moines, Iowa. And like, I'm not a big fan of winter, but once I played Gami Gang, I'm like, today's gonna be all right. Never gonna look that way.
I feel like it's just so good, man. I think we're just gonna gush. So final words.
This album fucking rules. I think it deserves to be. I feel like if you haven't heard it yet, stop what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to it. You just need to hear how amazing and like uplifting this album is, because it puts a smile on my face every time I hear it.
They did it, man. They created a masterpiece. So that was our top five records of 2021. That's two down. Maybe if we do this for 10 years, we'll have like a whole fucking thing.
We'll have a whole back catalog.
Oh, well, tell me your top 10 real quick.
10 years. Oh, wait.
No. Okay. My bad.
Of my.
We miscommunicated this.
Yes, we did.
You want to go? Tell me. So we're just going to list our top 10s real quick.
Okay. So at number 10, I had Home Safe, Nervous Reaction, that cool. EP.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, I had Spirit Box and their debut album, Eternal Blue.
Very talented band.
Fuck yeah. I forgot about this album, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I was making my list. I'm like, ooh, I need to add them. Number 8, I had Meet Me at the Altar, Model Citizen. This is a banger EP, too.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, I had Capstan, Separate. And I think I like this album a lot more after we saw them live and actually like hearing them play the songs from the record.
They were such a fun, like good live band. And like, it was one of the only times where I've seen a band and like the guitarist was like almost more charismatic than the lead singer.
That's what my friend Matt said. He's like, man, their bass player was just like,
oh, maybe it was the bass. Yeah.
He's like, he just seems like a super nice person.
He was just so happy to be in Iowa.
Yeah.
During the winter.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Number 6, I had Jail Socks with their record Coming Down. This was like a sleeper album on me. I was like,
you talked about it a lot.
Yeah. Well, I just like, I wasn't expecting it. Mm. I wasn't expecting it to be so fucking good either.
Yeah.
And like, it fucking blew me away. They already heard my 5 through 1.
Just say them again real quick.
I had number 5 at Youth or
Jesus Christ, Robert, I said quick.
You found that number with Keepsakes and Reminders at number 5, Origami Button and Parking Lot at number 4, Grayscale's Umbra at number 3, number 2, I had Turnstile, Glow On, and I had number 1, Origami Angel.
Very cool, very cool. Now, the top 10 list I accumulated. So originally I said my number 10 was going to be Calling All Captains, Slowly Getting Better.
Yeah.
But I've decided to change it to We Were Sharks, New Low.
Okay.
I think that one's a bit better than Calling All Captains.
I should have gave that album more of a chance.
There's some really great parts on
it. I listened to it last week because I made a list this whole year of like albums that I liked from 2021. And I forgot that I had put that on. So like last week I'm like, who is this? And it's We Were Sharks. I'm like, oh, shit.
I'm going to make a playlist on my phone. I have Spotify now. Not that I didn't before, but I'm actually using it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to like every album I really liked, I'm just going to put the whole album on a Spotify playlist. So by the time of next year, I will have a better idea of my top 10 list.
Yeah, I would recommend doing that because that saved me a lot of time.
Yeah. Number 9 was Hot Mulligan's I Won't Reach Out to You.
I'm surprised you put this on there.
Yeah, it was a sleeper hit for me. Yeah. Came back later. I actually I should have fucking organized this better. I actually might have put that as my number 10, and then number 9 would be New Low.
That's okay.
Now the rest of the list is accurate. You Mean Everyone We Know is Something Heavy is my number 8. A lot of amazing songs on there. A lot of songs I didn't care about.
Yeah.
But like the songs I really liked, I was like, yes, this is more of what I've been waiting for. Number 7 is Real Friends Torn in Two. Those singles they released, like,
yeah,
they really, I know that you weren't a huge fan, but man, they really hit me.
No, I liked the first two singles, and then everything on the rest of the EP, I was just like, meh.
I like Teeth a lot too. The other two I was like not crazy about.
Yeah.
Then number six was Sell Your Scores, Retrofit.
This record fucking rules.
It was
too.
Good. I was upset I didn't get to talk about it.
Well, we talked about it with our buddy Christian from Sell Your Scores.
True.
A past interview if you want to hear our thoughts on that.
Go check that out, my dudes. And then just a quick recap. Chuck No Captain Chunk, Gone Are the Good Days for five. With Confidence, self-titled record on number four. Grayscale's number, or Grayscale's album, Umbra for number three. Dan Campbell's Other People's Lies for my number two. And then obviously Origami Angel for number uno. And that was our top 10 list. Now, another quick little reminder of our top five albums of 2020. You want to jump into that real quick?
Yeah.
What was yours?
So my number five of 2020 was a band called Yours Truly and their album Self Care. My number four was Macari's Continuum. Number three was Seaway Big Vibe. And I feel like I would go back and take that off my top five.
Wow, really? Yeah, you don't like Seaway's Big Vibe anymore?
I feel like I just, like, I missed out on the first half of 2020, like, pop punk wise, just because I wasn't really listening to it that much.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like there's better stuff that came out than Big Vibe. Yeah. Like, I like it, but
I love Big Vibe.
I just really haven't came back to it.
That's fair.
Number two was Dance Gavin Dance, Afterburner. That record still fucking slaps.
Yeah, dude. Even I like that record.
Number one is Hot Mulligan, You'll Be Fine. And that record is fucking perfect, too.
Yeah, it is. My number five was Spanish Love Songs, Brave Faces, Everyone.
Ooh.
Don't go back to that as much as I'd like to. There's still some really good songs, like Kick and all that. My number four was Keep Flying Survival, still amazing. I listened to that a good amount of times. Number three is Kill Lincoln's Can't Complain.
Oh, yeah. I would have put that on my top five.
Yeah, you fucked up, buddy.
Dude, well, I wasn't into them until probably the beginning of the year.
Yeah, that's what you're going to say about With Confidence next year.
Nah.
My number two was 4 Year Strong's Brain Pain.
Hell yeah, that's a good one.
And then my number one was also Hot Mulligan, She'll Be Fine. Yeah. I do think I would put 4 Year Strong's Brain Pain as my number four and then move the other three up one.
Okay.
Not because it's a bad record, but I think I liked the singles more than I did the full record.
That's how I feel about that record.
So not that it's a bad record. I've listened to it again recently. They just dropped another version of it.
Yeah.
With a couple of new tunes on there. They're fine. Nothing that I think deserved to be on the full record originally.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was I really think 20 was a great year for music.
Yeah, I wish
I think it was better than this year's.
Really?
I kind of do. Yeah.
I feel like if I would have paid attention more, well, we didn't know that we were going to do the podcast until late.
Yeah.
2020.
I think it was like November.
So had I paid attention more to pop punk music, I would have had maybe a different list.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, that was our top five 2021s and then our top five 2020s. A little recap for you.
Recap.
Should we go on to the next segmento?
Yeah.
Are any of you listeners in a small and up-and-coming band? If that's the case, we would love to hear from you. If you want to be a part of the show, we have a nifty Google form you can fill out to give us all the info we need to get your song submitted. Now, Roper.
Yeah.
You know where you can find the link? It's in our form, on our link tree, Roper.
There?
Yeah, there, buddy. On any and all of our social medias, actually. Now, this week, we have Protect Your Heart with their song Closer to the Grave.
Ooh.
You might be asking, well, I need to know a little bit about this band. And I'm going to tell you, they gave me a really long bio, so I cut it in half. The formation of Protect Your Heart was as unique as it was unlikely. What started as a weekend getaway to the final Vans Warped Tour ended in a 3-year journey through writing, recording, and producing a debut full-length album. Less than a month later, the world shut down. But Protect Your Heart pushed on. Underrated from achieving their ultimate goal, the band hosted online writing sessions, recorded demos in their own studios, and collaborated on lyrics, music video development, and final mixes and masters over the internet. That's awesome. After years of hard work, Protect Your Heart released their debut single, Don't Count Me Out, on a 3-year anniversary of the project's inception. The release of the first single marked the group's reintroduction to the pop-punk world, and like the rest of the album, is a pure reflection of their relentless DIY attitude and motivation to make the music they love.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the I like the commitment there. Story behind the song. They say, we only have so many days on this earth. Make the most of it. Don't be afraid to make your magic.
Ooh.
A Magic Mike line.
Is that?
No. But I thought it would be funny. So let's go ahead and give their song Closer to the Grave a listen.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I heard some gang vocals. Really that. I like the message behind the song.
Yeah.
The vocalist did a great job. Really well produced. I guess these guys are doing this by themselves. That's awesome.
Yeah. I've been kind of talking with these guys online for a couple months now because I featured them on our band Spotlight a while ago, I think.
Yeah.
And really cool dudes. I love it. They've gotten more new singles out too.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think they put them out within the last couple of weeks. So definitely, if you're digging this one, like go check out their newer stuff too, because these guys are fucking solid. And
it's all great.
Yeah, they kind of they add some of that easy core flair to them too.
We need more
which
of that.
Is, yeah,
protect mm-hmm. your heart. It's gonna bring it back, baby.
Yes. Can't wait to see where these guys go. Like they're just putting out stuff right now, but they're only going to get better. So
absolutely. Also, I just want to mention those leads were pretty cool too.
Fuck yeah, and the singer's voice is beautiful too.
It is. It's a beautiful guy. Yes. I like that a lot. So great job, guys. Really appreciate you being on the show. Please, everybody, check out Protect Your Heart with their song Closer to the Grave or their newer singles.
Yeah. All right. If you guys would like to reach out to me or Hunter, don't do it on our personal accounts.
Mm-mm.
Go over to PPES Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can't talk to us through Spotify or YouTube.
But you got to check us out on
both of them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You can't message our personal things because Roper's got too many girls he's trying to back away, and I got too many people from Facebook Marketplace asking me about my lamp.
Either way, they want something from us.
It's sold.
I'm sold.
You're sold. Okay. But yeah, I always look forward to this episode for a while now. So
I have two.
This one was a lot of fun because we get to talk about some of our favorite songs. Really excited to like know that we get a little bit of a playlist out of this, so you can hear like the best of the best records. This whole entire playlist.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool. I hope you guys had a wonderful Christmas.
Me too. Hunter kicked me in the face.
I did. It was an accident.
It was. To be fair,
it was retaliation.
I was going up the stairs following him, and when I'm following my friends up the stairs, I like to do this little move where I slap their foot as hard as I can.
Mm-hmm. Great move.
And
loved
somehow Hunter like balanced on the foot that I slapped and then kicked me with his other foot right in the jaw and instantly turned around. He's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "I deserved it, but yeah, I'm fine." It was pretty funny. And then we watched our other friend kick our friend's roommate right in the chest after that.
Oh, yeah. After we do this thing called roastness. So we all get together and you should post that song that I did.
Oh, yeah. I do have it on my Snapchat. I'll have to like download it and then like cut it all together into one big one.
But yeah, we get together and we just roast everybody in our friend group. It's been pretty lacking these last few years, but I wrote a song I was pretty proud of.
Yeah, it was very funny.
Yeah, I was really proud of it. That was cool.
I like wore like this sweater and this turtleneck so that people would roast me more, and everybody like was really lame on the roast.
Yeah, no, it's because no one goes in prepared. Like, I always write jokes for people that are going to be there. But this year I was like, I was moving, I was doing stuff, so I was like, I can make a song real quick. And I had the lyrics for the chorus. I think they just kind of came to me.
Yeah.
It was kind of like the Ryan Started the Fire from The Office thing.
Yeah.
Where it was like just really catchy and fast.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I could do that. That's not too bad. And then I made a little beautiful jingle.
I had what I thought I was going to say in my head. Mm-hmm. So like I was kind of practicing it on the way there, and then I drank a little bit and I said what I wanted to say, but it just didn't, like, some of my jokes were funny, but I feel like everybody was just so loud anyways that, like...
Yeah, it's like, it's not an organized event, yeah, that's for sure.
I feel like I was expecting, like, you know, those Comedy Central roasts where one person gets up and then they roast everybody. But we did it the opposite way, where one person gets up down. And then we just, like, roast them.
Yeah.
But maybe next year we can figure it out where...
We can switch it up a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll create more rules and structure.
Because I had some pretty good ones. Some offensive ones, too.
Oh, there was a couple of jabs thrown out.
I think my one that I didn't expect to hurt so much was me saying that I muted myself from most of our group chats because our friend just spams all of our group chats. And I think I'm in, like... 5 different group chats. Oof. with different variations of friends.
Mm-hmm.
In this group. So like one day he got drunk and just like starts going through each chat and forgot which day or which chat he was in, and it was just talking about the same shit over and over again, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. So I told him on Roastmas, and he got really sad.
Yeah,
like,
he did.
He's like, that actually hurts my feelings. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I can't handle it on 5 different fucking chats, dude. Like,
yeah, no. I mean, you were in the right.
Yeah,
he does do that shit.
Yeah.
I only have one group chat with him in it, and then I'm like, that's it. I will leave other ones. I don't know. All right, so we're rambling.
Anyway,
I hope you guys had a great Christmas.
Yes.
I hope the New Year's is great.
Be safe.
Yeah.
Don't drink and drive.
Yeah, don't do that. We're not doing that.
No, I'm spending the night on Hunter's floor.
That's perfect. You sleep on my comfy couch.
Under his bed.
Well, that's fine. We're doing a pregame for New Year's Eve night. We're going to have margaritas.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's dad got us a blender.
He showed me this blender and...
It looks like it's overcompensating for
something. It's a big-ass blender, dude.
It is a big-ass blender.
Are you a smoothie guy?
Absolutely.
Oh, duh.
I don't want to make them, though.
When you can't... Oh, well, then why do you have a blender?
Margaritas.
Okay.
Is that not fair?
Margaritas are easy. You just put ice and then the margarita
mix. Ice, margarita mix, and vodka.
You put vodka in yours?
What do you put? Tequila.
Tequila, yeah. I was going to say,
I call it a Russian margarita.
A Russia-rita. No, dude, you gotta start making smoothies with that thing.
I'll just eat smoothies, though, and I'll put enough sugar in it for 14 grown men.
Just make some natural smoothies.
No, I don't think it's good. All right, let's get out of here. Okay. I don't want to get judged on the cast.
Teach him how. You should use his blender.